Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled, beyond belief to be here doing this podcast for you every single day, sometimes twice a day, and now doing videos for you on Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. So it's exciting to be a part of your life on a daily basis, and we're doing some wonderful stuff together. I mean, you and I, we're making it happen. Thanks for supporting the podcast, for subscribing, and for sharing it on your Facebook page. So today, we're going to talk mostly to the women. Not completely, but mostly. We're going to talk about how to get your guy or your man to commit. You know, we have a lot of clients who have used us and our services to save their relationship. But, you know, sometimes it isn't quite that bad. I mean, sometimes you're in a relationship, it's just that the guy that you're with, he loves you, you know, he shows you all the love that you need. You love him, but you want a commitment. You want to take it to the next level. You want to be living together, perhaps. Or maybe if you're living together, you want a ring on your finger. You want to plan out a family or a future together. Whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, I believe you can have them. I believe you will have them. I believe it's about to happen. And I'm going to share with you some ideas on how to make it happen. But first, let's understand how to ensure or guarantee that it will not happen. You've got to understand that first. Are you clingy? Clingy. Men do not like clingy women. I know you've been told the opposite. It's not true. They start thinking, wow, in a marriage, when am I ever going to have time to breathe? What about your insecurities? Do your insecurities come out in the relationship? And jealousy. Jealousy, both in men and women, is considered the number one unattractive quality. I mean, you could literally take lipstick and smear it all over your face and rub mud on your face, and you would not be as unattractive as when you turn green with jealousy. Jealousy is nasty, and it will drive your man away fast, especially if he's innocent of what he's being accused of. That's even worse. Or if in his mind, it's innocent. So jealousy is something you really need to worry. There are ways to deal with these issues, by the way. Jealousy is not one of them. It's never a choice. Mothering. You know, it's nice to take care of your man, and it's nice to allow him to take care of you, but mothering is not acceptable. Don't, what's the word? Hover over him 24 hours a day, you know? Unnecessary. Well, manipulative is just a bad thing. You know, calling his friends and saying, look, I need him to be with me on Friday night, so don't ask him out. Things like that. Just do not do that. These are ways to ensure that your man will never commit for a long-term relationship or a marriage with you.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
What about your lack of sexual creativity? If you are not creative in the sack, that may be just enough for him to say, well, she won't do this. She's frightened of this. She said never, never, never this. And these are all things that I'm looking forward to exploring with a partner. You see what I'm saying? Get it? Okay. Choosing friends over him. Men like to feel that they are important in your life, that they have value to your life. And so if you are constantly choosing your friends and events with your friends over time you could be spending with him, then at some level, he may just decide to say, look, this isn't worth committing to. I'm not going to live a life this way. And no spiritual connection. You know, you can't be responsible for his spiritual connection, but you can be responsible for yours. You are co-creator of your reality. You can create the life you want through the law of attraction. But you have to have this connection with higher source energy, higher vibrational energy, to begin manifesting the life you truly desire. Well, here are some things that you can do to change all that. One, have strong intentions and goals, not just in your relationship life, but in your business life, in your career, in your family life. Have some very, very strong intentions and goals, and let him know what they are so that there's no miscommunication. There's no, I didn't know you wanted a serious relationship or that is what you were looking for. You need to be clear right up from the beginning. I mean, I think women, you do yourself a misservice if you go 2 or 3 years into the relationship or even 6 months and you haven't stated your intention. Be honest, you know? Number two, have an extraordinary passion for life. If there's 2 or 3 women in his life, and I'm not saying there is, but let's say there has been, he will almost invariably choose the one with the most amount of passion, the one that is willing to throw themselves into the fire of life and bring the most out. Because this is who he's going to spend his life with. He doesn't want to be spending his life with somebody who's just going at the pace of a slug. He wants energy. He wants to bring energy, but he wants to receive energy. And I think that's how it works in a relationship. So be filled with passion, not just for him, but for life in general.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I think this is important. Number three is having a sense of humor. Look, there are some things that if you just pull yourself out of it and not take yourself so seriously, that are just too damn funny. Learn to laugh. Laugh with him. Laugh all the time. Make laughter a part of your life. But have a sense of humor. Number four, positive, empowering beliefs. When you have strong beliefs about yourself, about your potential to have an incredible relationship, about how you can have an extraordinary relationship, even if he chooses not to. Did you just hear what I said? Even if he chooses not to, you have a belief that you are about to have an extraordinary relationship. You see, this is confidence. This is personal power. This is what makes you really attractive. This is what sets you a notch above everybody else. Well, number five, I think you need to have a clear vision of where you're going, where you'd like to go, and I think you need to be clear. You need to have a clear vision about deal breakers. What are the deal breakers in your life? And you need to let him know up front, and not in a threatening way, not if you do that again, I'm leaving. It's, hey, you know, these are things that are important to me, and I just want to let you know that these are deal breakers in my world. And you do it in a loving fashion, maybe when you're having some fun and having dinner, and he tells you his deal breakers, and then you're square up. See, a lot of times you try to slip into that relationship through the side door. You know, you kind of try to just ease your way into a commitment, and it doesn't work that way. It never has. Well, I think creative visualization, number 6, is absolutely powerful, essential. Get the program. Come on. What's holding you back? Get on the website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and download the program Creative Visualization. But if you don't want to use the program, find some kind of an outline that you can use to develop your creative visualization skills. And then I think, you know, sexual wonder, sexual desire to be creative is important. And number 8, I think developing a strong connection with source energy, with higher vibrational energy, it just puts you in a whole different category than all the women that have been in his life. And you're going to vibrate at a higher level. You're going to have cleaner, better energy in your life, more honest energy. And that's what leads to long-term commitment and relationship. You can have the commitment that you desire. Now, if you're in a relationship, it's been going on for a while, and you're having trouble getting your man to commit, I want you to contact me, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look at, let's put the law of attraction to work for you. Let's put the power of the universe to work for you. Let's put the power of miracle magic to work for you. I'm telling you, you can have an incredible, committed, loving, dynamic relationship together. Okay? Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. I look forward to getting your wedding invitations. Have a great day now. You deserve it. Bye-bye.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates. Not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals. Boost confidence. Accelerate health. Uncover opportunities. Bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.